A picture of a boxer, along with the words "Strikes Back," hangs on the wall behind Councilman Bernard Parks' desk at his campaign office in the Crenshaw District, a simple phrase that has so far defined Parks' public career. After being fired as chief of police by incumbent Mayor James Hahn, Parks went on to a victory where he claimed an overwhelming 78% of the vote to become councilman for Los Angeles' 8th District. Now Parks has his eye on Hahn's seat. He thinks as mayor, he can offer a better alternative.
Kind of people talking about you running as sort of an anti-Hahn and having a lot of things to say about what you think that he's done poorly in his term as mayor. How much of your motivation has to do with wanting to see Hahn out of a job?
I don't view it as seeing Hahn out of a job. I think Hahn has created a record or a non-record that has been clearly identified as being deficient. I've been one of the few candidates that has said, I have an alternative. I've just not criticized him. Every time I've criticized him, I've reflected on what I thought would be a better course. We talk about public safety. I'm probably the only candidate that actually has cut crime, not just talked about it, but actually physically caused crime to dissipate in our city. And so there are alternatives to what we see.
Parks went on to explain his frustrations with how the media has handled the coverage of the mayoral race, saying reporters just aren't digging deep enough into Hahn's record.
And I think one of the things that's frustrated me in the campaign is that Hahn says something and the media never looks under it to see, did it ever happen? Mm-hmm. He says, I have a green power program and it's done this and this. Nobody ever goes back and says, you spent $180 million in 3 years, where's the green power program? He says, we're the safest big city. Nobody goes back and says, you came in office in 2001, it's now 2005, let's compare the 4 years before you came in office, and has crime dropped? It hasn't, it's gone up remarkably. That's what the frustration is. He just says stuff and hopes that nobody ever asks the question.
Parks also said that the media has wrongly focused on candidates' ability to raise money. Parks has been trailing some of the candidates in fundraising, including Hahn, Bob Hertzberg, and Los Angeles City Councilman Antonio Villaraigosa, but still does not count himself out of the race.
This is, I thought, was interesting in the news media. They always write that money corrupts the political race.
Uh-huh.
And then they turn around and highlight and talk nothing about issues, but just about the money.
Right.
But I don't think it's a three-person race, that every campaign has a unique issue. Bob Hirschberg can raise a couple of $1 million, but with almost no citywide name recognition, mm-hmm. he's going to have to spend every dime of it to become known. And then once you know him, they're going to have to figure out whether they like his message. We have a 98% name recognition. So therefore, we can talk about everything about on message that we think is appropriate. So these are the things I think you look at. And just coming up with the numbers and saying so-and-so has 2 million, which puts him up front, and so-and-so has 1.6 million, puts him... I don't think that's true.
Controversy around Parks' campaign has come from his inability to secure endorsements from prominent black politicians and leaders, including California Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Parks said it really is the people that didn't endorse Hahn that we should be worried about.
I think what was the most stinging non-endorsement of the mayor for the Democratic Party that has a sitting incumbent Democratic mayor, and they could not muster enough energy to endorse him.
Right.
So the non-endorsement is more of a slap at a person who is in office who could not gather the sufficient strength. The issue on the endorsements that I have, clearly we've talked to a number of political officials. Many of them have said they will be coming on board at some point. That's their call. We're going to run the race, and we're going to go to the election March 8th, whether they show up or not.
Polls show Parks has sustained a lot of popularity in his district, which includes Baldwin Hills and the area surrounding USC. The 8th District and surrounding area should provide his strongest voting block in the primary. His focus on community pride and cleanup, economic development, and crime prevention has worked well for his constituency. Parks now needs to hope that his counterstrike on Honda's handling of these issues will carry him through, so he won't find himself knocked out in the first round. Jacqueline Dielstra, Annenberg Radio News.